Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. I thank you for joining me. And I'd like to begin by sharing a passage in 1 Peter chapter 1, and I want to read first three verses. Blessed, this is the King James Version, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Let me read Weymouth's translation of those verses. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy has begotten us anew to an ever-living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance. This is when you really consider and meditate on what God is saying is the word, to an inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, which has been reserved in heaven for you, whom God, in his power, is guarding through faith for a salvation that even now stands ready for unveiling at the end of the age. Well, beloved, practically every voice, prophetic voice, is saying we are certainly in the end times. And this glorious life, which the Word is talking about, which is hidden with Christ in God, it's being guarded by faith, and it stands ready to be revealed or unveiled in the last days. We're going to be looking at what does that mean? What is it talking about? In the last days, obviously, things are getting darker and darker, getting worse. But for the church of the living God, the body of Christ, there is a perfection, a beauty, a power that's going to be unveiled as we increasingly draw near to the return of the Lord Jesus. Let's use an example. In fact, I was thinking of this, of taken from the work of art. We know our Lord, our God, is a master creator. And if he was going to create something, if he was sculpting something, and we can look in terms of, we can relate this to the natural. When a sculptor is dealing with a piece of cold marble, for example, he's fashioning his art with chisel and hammer out of just a block of stone, of marble. And it's the genius of his own creativity that will become a reality. It's obviously hidden from public view. Michelangelo, the works that he did, he saw something revealed in that solid block of marble, if you will, and knew that he could bring forth what he was seeing, if you will, by his creative eye. And so, obviously, in terms of the natural, this, whatever is the object or the creation of the sculptor, it's not been unveiled or revealed to a waiting world. Generally, if there's like a showing, they do have it covered, and then it's unveiled for the work to be appreciated. It waits for an unveiling. And so the master sculptor takes pride in his work because he's labored to produce a flawless piece. The marble did not fashion itself, right? Neither did it dictate to the master where the hammer blows would fall in shaping and making the fashion creation. But while he labors, a time does come when the work is finished, but it wasn't yet revealed. It was complete, but not unveiled. It was the perfect expression of the Master's purpose, but it was not yet manifest. And only a few who were very close to the sculptor's heart have been exposed or initiated, if you will, into the secret of what was waiting behind the veil. They knew what was there. Thus, it was that some rejoiced in the fullness of faith because they had been privileged to enjoy the confidence of the Master, while others were filled with amazement and unbelief. But the great moment came, the unveiling. The curtains were lifted and parted until at last the completed work of the Master stood in beautiful and full manifestation. Now, that was just a reference to what occurs in the natural, but we have a master sculptor who has been working to create in his church and in his body the perfection of beauty. Praise God. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. I'm thinking of that scripture. And what we see, God is doing a work that cannot be done with human hands. All we can do is be yielded and submitted to God and allow His hands to fashion us. So often we've related to we are clay, and even Jeremiah gave that analogy, clay in the master potter's hand. And so what we're seeing in Scripture, there's at the end of an age, we can, you know, we read that over and we don't really think much about it, but it's saying at the end of the age, there's an unveiling of something which has been hidden and covered through the centuries. All nature shows a hidden life before it is brought into the fullness of manifestation. Let me share with you Romans, and I'm going to be reading from the 8th chapter, verses 18 through 22. For I reckon, Paul is saying, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth, the natural world, beloved, is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's God's children, the body of Christ. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Praise God. 21, because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. Through the centuries, beloved, the hand of the eternal sculptor, our God, has been wielding the mallet and shaping his body, bringing us into revelation truth at the precise time. So we are, just as we may have been children, we are growing in the knowledge of the Son of God and to the mind and the will of God. And the end result is being perfected in his own glorious image, the image of Jesus. And even though this was veiled by flesh, the flesh of Jesus, that power of the indwelling Spirit is at work just as it was in Jesus. He did the works that he did through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is forming in us the redeemed and blood-bought body of Christ, the very life of God, the very presence of God, until, what does Scripture say? We actually will become partakers of the divine nature, until Christ be formed in you. That was the declaration of the prophet, who knew that nothing would satisfy the Heavenly Father but the manifestation of the life of his Son Jesus in the redeemed sons of God. This is God's plan. This is our heritage, beloved. We're not perfect yet, but we shall be perfected, and we shall, because we will be like him. We will see him as he is. Jesus was more than his earthly body. He was utilizing that flesh and blood human body as a medium, if you will, through which he could express himself. That body was brought into existence in the womb of a virgin by the power and will of the Heavenly Father through the Spirit of God, in order that the one the Word of God, the one who had been with him from the very beginning, might be made manifest at last in human form. That's what those beautiful passages that John wrote, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, praise God. The only begotten of the Father dwelt among us, and it was a divine love and plan and purpose that excelled all others. Beloved, what a overwhelming thought. What an amazing thing that God had this plan from the beginning. In the very beginning, before he created man, As the Trinity convened and thought about and planned and purposed the creation of the world, the creation of a creature, man, in his own image and likeness, he had everything planned. There was no surprises. He knew exactly that when sin entered the world, when they chose willfully to disobey God, Adam and Eve, that there was a plan. There was a substitute. What sinful flesh could not accomplish, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came, he gave us power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name. How exciting is that, that we are the sons of God currently, and we're in a process. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. Our bodies, that is a wonder. They were to become the temples of the living God. Well, I don't know if this is exciting you as it is me, but this is God's purpose. And because he is the master sculptor, he's the creator, he is going to accomplish his plans and purpose. Praise God. All we need to do is be willing, and he will fulfill his good plan and purposes in our lives and in the body of Christ. Well, my time is flying away, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without an invitation for you to share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email and you would like a personal response in terms of a letter, please share your mailing address, never to be shared with anyone. And if you just want to leave a prayer request, I definitely will pray and confirm receipt. Praise God. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.